The Iranian Cultural Center in Lebanon held a conference in coordination with the Lebanese University in the capital, Beirut, with a focus on the significance of Arab-Iranian ties. The main speakers lectured on the historical and cultural significance of dialogue and how both Arab and Iranian civilizations are intertwined.
Despite the conflict that exists, we need dialogue since it will help us resolve our problems. The conflicts are triggered by those in power, but the people understand that we must have independence from Western influence and build our states independently while cooperating together as states of the region.
Cultural advisor to Iranian President Hassan Rouhani told Press TV that there is strong faith that true ties can never be broken, and such conferences across the Arab and Muslim worlds are a good example of positive interrelations.
Unfortunately, some sides in the region want to portray Iran as the enemy instead of Israel. They want to exercise all their powers against Iran. This conference is a clear response to those who are trying to destroy the Islamic unity and shows that their efforts have been futile.
Although the media and political developments strongly affect the formation of alliances in the region, experts say the need for dialogue among allies is one significant factor that seems to be missing in the Middle East.
Dialogue is necessary to bridge obstacles, to present one cause to the world, the cause of our region, which is a region of multiplicity, of different ethnicities and cultures that used to live in harmony, and now some people don't like this harmony to continue.
The speakers also discussed how literature and art have overlapped within the Iranian and Arab cultures. Academics in this conference believe that cultural and diplomatic dialogue is necessary today more than ever to rebuild ties, especially in light of calls by some Arab states to cut relations with Iran. Now, gatherings like this show that Arab-Iranian relations are historical and that common grounds can never be overlooked. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.